This is St. Louis Public Radio. Voters in St. Louis's 8th Ward will go to the polls on Tuesday to choose who they want to have as their representative at City Hall. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman introduces us to the two people who are hoping to replace Steve Conway.
Paul Thaler and Annie Rice agree on a lot of things. Both want to change the way the city thinks about development, including incentives like tax increment financing.
A TIF should absolutely demonstrate community benefit, and it should do so to the satisfaction of the constituency. It should not do so to the satisfaction of a handful of people.
How are these things going to help us? What is our long-term plan? How are we going to expand the things that are helping the Central Corridor to the north side, to the south side?
Both want the community more involved in fighting crime. Both support an expansion of MetroLink and oppose privatizing Lambert Airport. Both also represent the 8th Ward on the Democratic Central Committee and sought the party's nomination in the race. The committee picked Thaler. He'll have the D next to his name on the ballot. Rice chose to run as an independent. Thaler says he respects Rice and her supporters and thinks any divisions the race has caused will heal quickly.
We, in our three neighborhoods of the 8th Ward, have known each other for a long time.
And Rice says, win or lose, she's prepared to work with anyone she has to advance the progressive value she shares with Thaler.
We can't afford to sit back and say, well, you supported someone else, so I can't work with you. There's way too much to get done to do that.
Polls open on Tuesday at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.